Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, to sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Oh boy, no one can be cheap like dads. The week of Father's Day, so let's celebrate some of your dad's cheapness with some El Cheapo. You will be battling your father against the kingpin of cheap herself.
It's time to talk to the kingpin of cheap. Here she is, El Cheapo.
And today's El Cheapo is brought to you by American Tire Depot, and they have the cheapest prices anywhere, especially when it comes to tires. And my dad has taught me many ways to save on all kinds of car-related issues that I've had. And he fully endorsed my recent decision with my car to get it fixed rather than buying a new one.
You know, 818 wanted to let us know that their dad would cut their pants into shorts for the summer, but then keep the legs and reattach them when weather got cooler, which is a real cheapo move. I'm sure he couldn't do the sewing back on. That's where mom had to step up, I'm sure. But regardless, that does sound like something only a cheap, thrifty dad would do.
I think dads are really cheap when it comes to clothing and furniture. My dad, I don't think I've ever seen him get rid of a piece of furniture. He even has furniture from when my grandmother was still alive. And at one point, when I was younger, we bought some kind of a QRB furniture repolish thing on like an infomercial and tried to refurnish, like to repurpose all of the furniture right that he had, because he was like, I don't ever want to buy new furniture. If it works fine, yeah, it needs some better finish on it, but why would I go buy something new?
714, my dad was tired of turning off lights in the house, started removing light bulbs, and would only put them in when we were in the room. So that's a real next level thing when you're taking out light bulbs and putting them in. And 310 said, rather than run the AC, my dad would give us each an ice cube and told us to rest it on the back of our neck. It would cool us off faster than actually putting on the air conditioning.
You know, here's another one for you. My grandfather, who was very cheap as well, would time our showers. So when I lived with my grandfather, he would give us 2-minute time limit on our shower. And if we spent more than 2 minutes, you would see a hand reach in.
Really?
And turn the water off.
Oh, man.
Because it was a waste of water.
It only comes from a long line of cheap, but we are celebrating dad. So let's go ahead and say hi to Brian on K-Rock. Good morning, Brian.
Hey, good morning, guys.
What is it that your dad does or did?
Well, he taught me how to extend the warranty on my car battery.
And how would that happen?
Well, most of these car batteries come with like a 3 or 5 year warranty. And right before the warranty's up, he showed me how to short it out. And the battery would look bad, like it failed prematurely. And he'd take it to the shop and get a new battery with another 5 year warranty.
Whoa, that is genius.
Wow. You have impressed El Cheapo, and that is not easy to do.
Set the alarm, short it out, time to buy a new one.
Warranty's almost expired, and you would have a little trick. You'd short out the battery, bring them the shorter one, they'd start fresh, the clock would start all over again. And
every 5 years, you get a brand new battery.
It's a beautiful, it's a great, legendary move right there. That's a real dad move.
I mean, real batteries, they last a pretty long time,
son,
right?
I'm going to teach you how to go ahead and scam the warranty operation here on the battery. Let's say hi to Steve. Good morning, Steve. Welcome to K-Rock from Pomona. What's up?
Morning. So, actually, it's not my dad. It's actually me. When cheese is about to go bad, it's getting a little moldy, cut the edges of the mold, put it in the freezer.
when any jams are going bad, I remove the mold off of it as well. Wife disliked this, but when you're buying organic stuff, it ain't cheap, so I gotta be cheap as well.
So you will look, wait for mold to start, and most people at that point would say, well, this is trash, but not you. That's when it's time for you to do a little clipping and freezing, right?
Yeah, but I mean, when it gets to that point, when it's not being inked, I look and I check and I see that there is mold, so trim, freeze it.
All right.
And you know what? That's also on the rest of the family members. I've bought this cheese, and you probably wanted organic cheese. I'm getting the thing that you want, and it's your fault for not eating it in a timely fashion. So I'm trying to save it by putting it in the freezer. I think it's genius.
Jennifer, why do you believe your dad is worthy of some love from El Cheapo on this Thrifty Thursday leading into Father's Day?
Well, my dad immigrated here in the 70s, and he still wears the same outfit. He will hand repair his shoes, his pants, and shirts. I have pictures of, like, my college graduation, my kids' graduations, him and the same outfit.
It's interesting when it looks like you've just photoshopped your dad into all these different pictures because he's wearing the almost exact same outfit.
Yeah.
Like when you find an outfit that works for you and it's usually one of those like short sleeve collared navy shirts, you just stick with that outfit. And I'll give my dad credit because he's been wearing the same pair of New Balance sneakers the entire time I've known him.
Oh, I saw him wearing those in Vegas.
Yeah, that's all he has. And finally, I think those became cool again. Like in the last year or so, like all of a sudden, my wife had a pair of them, and she's like, you know, very in on what's in style. And I'm like, I think you're wearing my dad's shoes. And she's like, no, these are cool now. I'm like, are you serious?
Wow.
And I called my dad and I told him. He's like, I knew eventually.
Yeah, like, when you start getting complimented by like random 20-year-olds
like
on the street.
Those big, chunky, white New Balance sneakers that were like such dad shoes all of a sudden became
and
like.
And he does it because he has like low arches.
Yeah. He just did it for arch support. That's why he had them. But I mean, that was like his pair of shoes. And when those would finally, when he'd wear them out all the way to the point where like laces were worn through. He would just
the same pair.
Replace them with the exact same pair.
Yeah, my father-in-law does that. He's got those Reeboks and he buys a new pair every few years and he's just sworn by them for years. But
yeah.
I think this is great. If you're wearing the same thing and you've decided that that's your uniform, Steve Jobs style, and you can do like a whole time lapse of like my dad since the 70s.
Daniel, you're on K-Rock. We're celebrating cheap dads leading into Father's Day with the great El Cheapo. What's up?
Sweet dad.
What's happening?
Check it out. After a Dodgers win, you get Panda Express for $6 the next day.
Yes.
And I got all my kids downloaded the app and signed up for Panda, and that's the only time we get Panda. Everybody order your own Panda. We're going to go pick it up for $6.
Everybody order your own Panda.
Just waiting for the Dodgers to win so we can get our Panda on all the apps.
Is it every win now?
I think it's... Yeah.
After every home win.
Every home win. Yeah. That's a lot of Panda Express.
Yeah, I know. The Dodgers are pretty good. So that's why they said this year it's a good year to be a Dodgers fan because of all the freebies you're getting.
And a bad year to own Panda Express, apparently.
Yeah. We give Josh... Josh, go ahead. You're on with the great El Cheapo. What's up?
Hey, guys. So my dad used to have his own business, and it wouldn't be uncommon for him to go like buy a new tool and then put the old tool back in the box and take it back like to Home Depot and be like, hey, I got a bad tool.
Yeah, I've heard of people doing that.
Heard of? You've done that. When you've heard of people doing that?
I haven't put the old thing back in the box.
You brought a dead plant to Home Depot and demanded a refund because
yes,
it was guaranteed.
Because they give a lifetime warranty, and obviously I didn't put my lavender in the right place.
So Allie killed a plant, and most people would say, well, time to throw this in the backyard, and Allie decided I'm going to go back to Home Depot and bring back the plant, and that
and
is
technically
what...
Technically, it was its lifetime.
Yeah, you did. The plant did live its lifetime. It just was a much shorter one.
No,
because
my
lifetime. That's not a plant.
Even if now, 3 years later, the one lavender plant that I had that survived died, I would still bring it back.
That's so sad. I mean, it really is so sad that you're saying that, but I get it.
Don't you see people at Costco bringing back stuff that's years old?
And everyone judges them. That's why they put that
return. I don't care if I'm being judged. I'm in a line. You know what? I think the stigma behind cheap people and people who are just looking to get a little money back in this world, that is going away because the economy is tough, inflation is tougher, and if you can save a dollar or even $500 on something that you bought and then a few years later you don't want anymore, you want to bring it back to Costco, you go for it.
This is why Costco puts that big sad line of shame right in front, so everyone has to look at their faces. If they really want,
those are my friends. I go, "What's up?" And
yeah,
they go, "Eddie."
Allie high fives all those people in that line. Hey, what are you returning that chair?
I go sign autographs along the line.
Allie's the one who eats the cracker. She's returning while she's in that line. And if they really cared about it, they would put that line in the whole back of the. It would be a whole different area in the back, but they want them right up front so that you can all look as you go in and go shame, shame on all of you. The final word will go to, everyone claims their dad does different cheap things. But Greg, we let you have the last word here. Go ahead.
All right. Yes. Hey, good morning, sweet David.
Good morning.
I was, I come from a long line of patriarchy, apparently, of men that do not want to buy new furniture. In fact, I have the kitchen table that my great grandfather made. He was born in 1908, and
wow.
It's the I just finally got it from my dad last month.
Every meal,
and I bet it works great.
Every meal from every generation of your family has been eaten at that table. It's probably the same table your grandfather was born on too.
Probably, I doubt.
Incredible.
Yeah, but that's they'll say, and they're right, that things that were made back then were made to last forever. And there's no reason why you need to get rid of it. Even if all the legs are wobbly, it's still working, right?
Yeah, it totally works. And he even made it so it's one of the extendable ones where you can put in two leaves. So it can be a four-person table, six-person, or eight-person.
Love the added leaves.
Generations of cheap celebrating your dads on this very special El Cheapo on KROQ. Good morning.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's not waste any time. We have a brand new episode of Klein Alley Show to share with you, so let's get into it.
No, Klein, first we have to talk about San Bernardino International Airport and how they've got you covered this summer, whether you're traveling to San Francisco or Provo, Utah.
What do you want, sit in traffic on the side of the 5 freeway and smell that cow manure? Of course you don't.
Skip the drive and fly hassle-free.
The San Bernardino International Airport, the only airport on the planet that we wholeheartedly recommend.
And it's convenient. You got low-cost parking, $5 a day. And speaking of hassle, here's another episode of Klein Alley Show.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today. And live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.